A few years ago, I was with a girl, and we thought she might be pregnant. And she was like, you know, I'm not really ready to have a kid. And I went, oh, darn, well, okay. let's go take care of this. So we wanted to get the morning after pill, so we went to Planned Parenthood, where my cell phone didn't work. And they said, what? It didn't work. So they said, you know, we don't have the pill here, but you can go to Costco. They sell the morning after pill at Costco. I was like, what? They go, yeah, you can just go buy the morning after pill at Costco. So I can get a year's worth of macaroni and cheese and a pill that will kill a baby at the Costco. So as we're going up to the Costco, she starts saying, you know, I wouldn't mind having a baby, and I wouldn't mind having a baby with you. There's a part of me that wouldn't mind that. And then I actually said, there's a part of me that wouldn't mind having a baby with you. Then we walked into the Costco, and 5 minutes in the Costco, we're like, where the fuck is that pill? Oh my God. These fucking kids, these horrible parents, these 21-year-old parents with their six kids running around with their... These kids, you know that these kids could just survive without their heads. You could cut their heads off and just squeeze cookie dough down the throat hole, and they would just keep, just running around. And you know, and the parents are so, like, if Costco should be called a wonderland of unsupervised children. That's really what it should be called, because it is just like a parent with four kids that they hate go in, and there's another parent with four kids they hate, and I think they just all walk out with different kids, saying, well, I came with four, I left with four, I don't know. Oh, I have a black kid now, great, I don't care, it doesn't, four of whatever, here, have some Lunchables and leave me alone. Paradise Hotel is on.